Breathe. Come on here. Breathe on in. Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Talk Drops. Wait, Glenn Bolton.
Is that it? That's our intro?
Yeah.
That's it? All right. Hey, everybody. Hi, this is Dustin.
We're going to host the shit
out of this bitch. We got to do that better. I think our intros are pretty awesome. I think that was a little weak. Let's try it again.
Drop that bass. All right, was that good?
That was better. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Talk Drops.
Yeah.
That is your host, Glenn Bolton.
Yeah. We're hosting the shit out of this bitch. And we're going to do that.
And I'm your other host, Dustin Kaufman.
Yeah.
And we're here. We're in Studio H at the Cumulus Kansas City building. Lovely. On the Trending Topics Network is where you're listening to us, maybe.
Or perhaps iTunes.
Or Facebook.
Yeah.
Or Twitter.
On the Twitter.
The Twitter. We gonna tweet on the Twitter.
I can only type 140 characters to tell you what's on my mind. So sometimes I have to tweet multiple times because that's not a lot.
So I got my cheeseburger. We both have cheeseburgers.
We got these cheeseburgers, baby.
Here's the thing. I usually just get one cheeseburger. I don't get fries. I get my drink from the Quick Trip, as I talked to you about.
Right, right.
It's the big drink.
Yeah.
They don't have the big drink at the bar.
Speaking of big things, man.
What's wrong? what are you talking about? You talking about the size of my soda?
Yeah, actually, that is a big-ass soda.
Are you talking about that big-ass girl?
Ass.
That big-ass girl at the Quick Trip.
Jesus Christ.
You were making fun of.
I wasn't making fun of her. I was just giving her a hard time.
Hey, dude, and whatever you're doing, it was working. You just put her down. You just told her she was plain and unoriginal and that she...
Dude, it was obvious. Okay, guys.
There was nothing unique about her.
Okay, guys. First off...
And then she just started blushing and trying to, like, impress you.
First off, guys, I did not put this girl down. I was just making a joke because her name was spelled like in a very unique way. It's just like, yeah, that's because I'm unique. And I'm like, oh, yeah, well, you're fucking dressed the exact same as the two other people behind the counter.
No, you said.
It's obvious they're wearing uniforms.
Stop. You said, in quote, there is nothing unique about you.
I did.
You're dressed exactly the same as everybody else in here. That's what you say.
But it's obviously a fucking joke. They're wearing uniforms. But damn, son.
So I got free fries today, is what I'm trying to say. They just gave me fries.
Yeah.
At the drive-thru.
This is the second week in a row they've done that, actually. They did it last week, too.
They put two fries in there last week?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I thought you were just giving me some of your fries last week.
No. There were two completely separate.
So when you were just like, hey, do you want some fries?
Yeah.
You were just like, well, I didn't eat all of two of them. And
right,
I still
right.
haven't told him there's an extra fry. You clearly knew I didn't order fries. And so therefore you weren't going to tell me. But then you didn't eat them all, so you're like, well, I guess I'll see if his fat ass wants some fries.
God, you're making me into this total dick.
Hey, man,
I am kind of a dick, but not like a super dick.
So we're going to do the news today. We got the news set up. We're going to do some news. There is some fun news. I haven't looked, but I know there's fun. I think Hitler has inspired some ice cream.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that a little bit.
And there's probably some crazy shit happening in Florida again.
Again, Florida. I guarantee we'll see at least two or three articles from Florida today.
Oh, yeah.
Those crazy bastards in Florida can just not keep it together.
Like the fucking chick that stopped traffic and stepped out in front of a car and masturbated on the hood in like broad daylight.
Uh-huh.
That was in Florida.
Okay, so this weekend, I worked as stage manager for an Americana music festival.
Yeah.
Called the Westport Roots Festival here in Kansas City, Missouri. And I was stage managing a bar called the Riot Room.
Great bar.
It's a rock bar.
Great venue.
And so, but they have an inside and an outside stage.
Yep.
So, and anyone else on this festival who's managing a stage, a bar, was just one stage, handful of bands. I had one bar, two stages, inside and outside, about 16 bands, 70 musicians probably.
Jesus.
I had rain. We had to cancel like the last two bands outside and move to the inside.
Oh, yeah, it rained its ass off Saturday.
Man, I've never seen a music show start more on time than that one that I ran. I had it running 5 minutes ahead at one point. It was that tight.
Damn.
That tight.
Getting her done.
Because there was a time schedule. Everybody has their pamphlets of what time, what bands start, stuff like that.
They got them itineraries.
Yeah. So it was nice. They had the buffet in the basement, you know, of the food and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Bottles of liquor and kegs. I didn't drink anything. I was working, but
yeah.
But I ate the
responsible.
I made the food and I got to see so much cool music. I heard so much cool music. Adam Lee in the Dead Horse Sound. The Adam Lee Band was just from, they're from originally from Kansas City. Live out in Chicago now.
Okay.
And the old friends of mine. In fact, whenever I used to come to town, I would stay at their band house. That was kind of like my home here for a while when I was in, just sleep on their couch when I was traveling through. But they're out in Chicago now. In fact, Adam Lee, you should totally look him up. Adam Lee was playing Johnny Cash.
Oh, nice.
In the Cadillac Records play on a live production in Chicago.
Hmm.
So I know he was going around like, you know, with the Elvis and with the whoever else was involved, and they would do like some talk show to promote it and stuff like that. So I mean, I guess it was a pretty big deal out there, and so he's doing that for a while. They're rock. I mean, they canceled. Adam Lee was the last band to play outside in the rain before they came. I mean, they had speakers popping. They're like, cut the monitors. We're going to keep playing. Just whatever we have to do, we're just going to. And he just rocked his ass off. And it's so good. He's so good. Check out Adam Lee. But I came across a new band, too. I heard a lot of bands. I came across one they really dug called the Dead Soldiers. And they're out of Nashville. They were in Wisconsin the night before, so they drove like 700 miles that day to come do the gig.
Damn.
And they were just great. They were so great. And so I wanted, if it's okay with you, Glenn, and everybody at home, I wanted to share a song from this band that I met this weekend.
Let's do it.
All right, let me turn the volume down on this player because I know I've had issues.
It'll be good cheeseburger eating music.
I'll turn that down a little bit, and then I can always turn it up and post if need be, because it's better to do that than be like, what the fuck?
Right, right.
All right, so we'll do that. All right, so this is a band, again, they're called Dead Soldiers out of Nashville,
Tennessee.
And this is a song called High Anxiety. It's just stuck in my head for days. I had to buy the CD.
It's pretty dope. I like it.
This is on there. You haven't heard this song yet. I didn't even play you this one.
Well, I'm saying like the album. The shit, like yeah. What I heard so far.
I was playing you stuff in the car off their album. This is actually off their new like 4-song LP or something. So it's called High Anxiety by the Dead Soldiers.
Okay.
Anxiety is a terrible thing for a mind to get wasted on. Don't matter how right the outside is, when something inside is wrong, it makes a hard time harder when you're trying to decide on just how to walk the line. And the truth that you've already found is the hardest kind to find. 'Cause I've got high anxiety.
And that was the Dead Soldiers, High Anxiety. It has been stuck in my head for days, and I think you can see why.
Brother, I tell you what, brother. Them boys, they fuck wrong.
They can play them damn instruments, man. I tell you what, brother. That there's whiskey drinking music right there, bro.
Isn't it?
I tell you what, dude. In my fucking like musician days, some of my favorite bands, not only to watch, like when I would do like festivals and shit. Some of my favorite bands, not only to watch but hang out with, were like the bluegrass folk dudes. Like those guys are fun.
Like these guys on stage live. I mean, I saw some good music that day. There was some great. The Flood Brothers were fun. It's just two guys, just dirty, great. But I heard a lot of old covers, you know, a lot of the same, a lot of similar stuff, a lot of beautiful music, a lot of good music. But these guys, I mean, diversity. And if you listen to their other album, they're literally like the there's like almost like these southern compositions, and it's beautiful. It's orchestrated with their with the strings and the violins,
the
fiddles, the horns.
Oh my god, it's so awesome
because they do have that country. Like they have like this great country, and then they have very melodic horns with a different melody coming from a violin, and it's all so you get like three different things going on. Is your chair all right? You all right? What happened?
My chair just tried to fucking launch me forward into the back of your monitor. What the fuck?
So, check them out. Check them out. They didn't, you know, pay me to do that or anything, but I just wanted to share. I just wanted to share that with you guys at home.
I don't even know how to control this fucking contraption.
Are you all right?
Permanently leaning forward right now.
Man, did you eat your whole cheeseburger? Did it just pull you forward? Your gut, gravity's just like, nope.
I don't know, but yeah, this chair just tried to fucking, just tried to kill me.
Every week we come on here eating cheeseburgers on the show.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, you know, I know we have a few of the same, few of the, like regulars here, so I wonder like how many people during our show go, fuck, I really want a cheeseburger. Like,
right.
Like every week. Like maybe.
Can I pay you Tuesday for a cheeseburger today?
I would gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. One of my brother's first jobs was at a Wimpy's Burger.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to start it off. They had good burgers. It just didn't last. And they had the Wimpy from Popeye there with the sign saying it.
Nice.
Which is maybe not the best thing marketing. You want people to come in thinking they can pay you Tuesday. Like, no, you need to pay us now.
No, right? Motherfucker. No, that'll be $7.95 right now. Right now. Think I'm playing with you, motherfucker? You know how hard we work making these motherfucking cheeseburgers, bro? Can't be up in here asking for burgers on credit.
Too funny.
Yeah, one of my favorite, I mean, I know we talk about burgers like every week, but one of the best burgers I ever had was Saturday we did the benefit show
Wait. Tell us about your best burger at home. Like, let us know what your favorite burger is.
Yeah.
And you can just get at us at my phone number is 81.
Do you really want to, like, with your luck, like, you would put your phone number on here, and then one of our, like, regular listeners just happens to be, like, a, like, really weird, creepy stalker person, and they just call you every day.
Maybe we should make a Twitter page
send
for
you
the show.
Cat pictures.
Should we make a Twitter page for the show?
Sure. Yeah.
Let's do that right now.
Let's do it.
Do we have to get a Talk Drops Gmail?
Yeah, but yeah, tell us about the dankest burger you've ever had. Well, like I was saying, the benefit show we did Saturday in Lawrence at Conroy's Pub, they have amazing food down there. And you can get, like, we got to eat for free since we were performing. And you can get an extra burger patty added to your burger. And I hadn't eaten anything all day. So I was like, yeah, let's do that. And I fucking scarfed down this patty melt that was ridiculously good. And the first time in my life I ever got meat sweats from eating a burger.
Really?
Yeah. I felt so fucking, I felt like such a fat ass, dude. I'm like riding back with Tom, fucking just sitting in the seat like, oh my God, Tom,
feel like I weigh 400 pounds. I can't.
Getting tired breathing, dude, but it was so fucking good.
Somebody already has talk drops. Do we have talk drops? No, we don't have talk. We've been going off cough drops.
Right.
Which, Taka? How about Taka?
What about talk date?
How about like talk drop, like Taka drops?
Let's Taka drops.
Taka drops.
The Taka drops.
TAKADROPS. Taka drops.
Yes, the Taka drops.
Dropping talk.
We gonna drop that talk, bro. You know what I'm saying?
How about dropping talk? We'll try dropping talk at Gmail. Okay, so it likes that one. All right, what should our password be?
Should we say this on the air?
That's a good password.
Oh, we're gonna get hacked. I saw like somebody took over the Smucker's Twitter. Have you seen any of those tweets? The Smucker's Twitter. Oh my god. It was just go under the Smucker's Twitter handle and post the most vulgar shit, like advertising Smucker's. Like one of them was like, sometimes I like to spread jelly on my dick or something like that.
I have to prove I'm not a robot.
Are you a robot? Is that a USB port in your neck? Let me see it.
Man, they're
malfunctioning.
Have you seen these new robotic things that are like helping people walk who are from wheelchairs? It's
no.
Like they're putting it on and it like intercepts the brain waves and then like and the brain waves, it reads your brain waves, like it goes onto your legs, so when your brain thinks of walking, then
that's fucking insane.
Our passwords didn't match. What did you? What was it? Should we say this on the air? Okay.
God, dude. By the way, my social security number is. Oh my god.
Okay, that's a capital S. Hey, all right. Continue to Gmail. All right. So now that we have that, dropping talk, now you can email us at droppingtalk@gmail.com and you can hack us at should we say this on the air. I don't think you're going to get much out of it. Please don't. Just email it.
Our whole inbox is just going to be a bunch of dicks.
Somebody's going to go send them. They'll be like, I'm going to send myself some dick pics from these guys. That'll show them. And then we'll go to Twitter.
Yeah, we'll go to the Twitter. But yeah, don't send us dick pics, please.
No, man. But let us know your favorite cheeseburger. Tell us about your favorite. Did you do your favorite cheeseburger? Did you tell us?
Yeah, Conroy's. The one I've had recently, the dankest one I had recently. The Meat Sweats Burger, I call it.
Yeah, we're going to sign up. We're doing this on the show. And after we start a Twitter account with you, we are going to... we created an email and we created a Twitter so you at home can send us and tell us what your favorite cheeseburger is.
Yeah.
And
if you say McDonald's, I'm going to punch you in the fucking face. No, I'm joking. I'm not going to do that, but yeah, McDonald's is gross. Have you seen that video on, like, I think it's some British dude, I forget his name, but he was showing how they make the meat for the McDonald's burger patties. It is fucking disturbing. Like, before, like, first off, they use all the worst parts of the cow, and before they put it through this process, it's not fit for human consumption. So what they do is they wash it with this pink shit, and it's like ammonia based. And that makes it edible, which is fucked up that the FDA.
Wait a minute, is this talk drops?
Approves that? Or USDA or whoever gives it the okay.
Wait, we can just use talk drops? That's it? At Twitter? Talk drop? Just at talk drops? Is that really?
Yeah. If we can do it, let's do it.
I think that's going to. Wow, is that.
Let's get it cracking.
No, something. phone number or email. Oh yeah, the email. That's why we did it.
Yeah.
It was dropping talk, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
gmail.com. We should have done it cheeseburgers. Talking cheeseburgers. This is just going to be cheeseburger talk. That's like the other, it's droppingtalk@gmail.com. So,
yeah. Yeah, remember I was telling you about the idea for like the beer tasting podcast? Like this has become the cheeseburger podcast. The only difference is we order the same thing from the same place every time.
What do we, with sports? We do some sports, some music, popular accounts, entertainment, funny, right?
Okay.
Food and drink. That sounds like us.
Fashion,
technology, news. That's photography. That's not going to help. Twitter? Wait.
I just took a selfie.
Did you? Is that technology?
That's photography.
Okay.
That's also, I don't know, kind of douchey. Like, oh, no, I'm not ready to start the podcast yet. Let me take the selfie.
Sweet. Select all. These are some. Oh, follow all. Follow 40. Okay, so now follow us. Now we can take a photo, upload a photo. I don't have anything to. I'll have to do that when I get home. Can I take it? There's nothing on here yet. So when I get home, we'll skip this step for now.
And then we'll have a picture.
Upload your Gmail contacts. Use it. I guess I can skip that. So we don't have any contacts.
No.
Okay, so we are at Talk Drops, everybody. That's awesome.
Yep, you heard it live right here on the Talk Drops podcast. We are at Talk Drops on Twitter.
We did it with, yeah. So tell us your favorite cheeseburger. Tweet us at Talk Drops. It's so easy.
Yeah, it's so easy.
It's so easy
to tweet about the cheeseburger.
Okay, well, as of late, right when we get to about this halfway point of the show, we like to actually get a little structured.
Yeah.
And we're doing some news now, everybody. So it's time
for the news.
We're gonna talk about some news.
All right, what the fuck do we have here?
Oh, man. All right. So this first thing, it's right here. We're going to use the weird news from the Huffington Post. This is a favorite of mine. It's always a good time here. So the very first thing, it says, guess who has inspired a brand of ice cream cones? And it's a picture of a man with an Adolf Hitler-like mustache who looks really like, okay, it's called Hitler ice cream. That actually is Adolf Hitler.
Like, I want to know what the fuck was going through their head, like, during the meeting.
Oh my god.
During the board meeting, they're like, dude, people
Hitler
are totally gonna eat
ice
this
cream cones, like, and it's him with tipping his hat. And there's a Schwartz. Is this real?
As a Jewish guy who likes ice cream, how do you feel about this?
This can't be real, right? I mean,
I hope it's not real, but if it is, like,
even for the most dedicated of ice cream lovers, this sweet treat may prove to be a little hard to swallow. Unbelievably, a brand of ice cream cone is already available in India, which is named after Hitler. It's difficult to fathom what the Nazi leader may have in common with the crunchy snack, but Hitler's name is splashed across the boxes of the tasteless delicacy, which is hawked across the country.
What?
Unbelievable.
In the actual fucks. Who does that?
The
bot.
Why? I don't know.
I like to eat the Hitler ice cream, but we don't eat beef because we think that cows are people from past lives. So we don't eat cows, but I will eat the fuck out of some Hitler ice cream. I love it. It is the best thing I've ever had. Fuck out of here, bro.
Would you like Hitler ice cream? Like, it just looks like it was sent in some old boxes. If you look at it, these do not look like new boxes. They look like they found these boxes, and they're like, let's see if these still go. Why would anybody put this back into circulation? And what did Hitler? Really? 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 And they're just selling them on the street corners.
The ice cream! It's the ice cream!
You know, Hitler was fucked up on meth the whole time.
What does Hitler mean in India? Like, maybe it means, like, you know, like, tasty.
No, dude. I don't think so.
Like, maybe that's a slang word over there. Man, these steaks are Hitler.
Steaks? You'll get the shit beat out of you for eating steak in India. They don't like that shit.
They're not vegetarians. They don't eat cow, right?
Yeah, it's steak, right?
Well, it could be a pork steak.
Well, it could be. I've had bison steak. That shit's fire.
These pork chops are Hitler. This bacon is the stash.
Did you put them in the oven?
This is some Jew-killing ice cream right here, man. This ice cream is so good.
Why is Jew-killing pork chops? Because, like, a lot of Jews don't eat pork, right?
This ice cream is so good, it would kill the Jews.
I don't know how I'd feel about that. Like, as the ice cream maker, if somebody told me that my ice cream was so good, it would kill the Jews, I don't know how I'd feel about that.
Okay, meanwhile, the cold eyes of the killer stare out at ice cream customers from the side of the packaging. In some instances, he appears in a cartoon form with a swastika tape, top hat, and jaunty red bow tie, which is somewhat at odds with his furious expression.
No, dude, it's not Hitler. It's Charlie Chaplin dressed as Hitler, dude.
A lack of Holocaust education in India means that people on the subcontinent know little about the Nazi leader, and coincidentally, Hitler-themed pubs and restaurants are not viewed with outrage. But back in the country that struggles to shake off his murderous legacy 70 years after his death, it's a different story.
What the fuck are you doing over there? This is not good. The fuck is wrong with you, India? This is why you're fucking crazy. This is why. Get the fuck out of here, Hans. Do you see this shit? Get the fuck out of here.
Dude, they do not. Oh no, please tell me that is not a Hitler pub. Why would they?
This is criminal outrage. This is not good. This is not good. This is very fucked up. This is not good.
Hey, Ray Tan.
I will never go to see India. Hey, I will never go there.
We already have two followers on Twitter.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Ray Tan and The Life Notebook.
Hell yeah.
Hey.
I wonder if they're going to tell us about them burgers.
This is the official Ray Tan Twitter page for actor of Marco Polo TV series. Welbo, Ray, Instagram, Ray Tanzi, New Zealand, Australia, and Malaysia. Oh, he has 108,000. So it's just like an auto thing? They just sit there, and The Life Notebook has 14,000. Neither one of these people will ever be human beings or listen to our show. All right. So,
sorry. That's how optimistic we are about
back
our
to
shit.
The news. All right. So, let's go. We'll pick the weirdest demands ever made by celebrities. We'll read three.
Okay.
And then we'll pick one of those. All right. So, weirdest demands ever made by celebrities.
Okay.
Black widow spider in bag of grapes bites woman.
Oh, shit.
Now everyone is trying to summon a Mexican demon. Oh, I did hear about that. It's like the new fad where, like, there's kids are using a Ouija board to summon a Mexican demon. It's like the Charlie challenge or something like that.
What the fuck?
Is that what we're going to... Weirdest demands made by celebrities? I mean, should we just glimmer over that and then go read about.
Yeah, because...
Oh, here, we'll go to the Charlie. We're here. That seems like what we're really going to...
Yeah.
I mean, a big bowl of cottage cheese, all right, but I mean... All right, Charlie Challenge, that's what it is called, is a social media attempt to summon a Mexican demon. The challenge is a cross between Bloody Mary and Ouija, and as the name suggests, involves summoning an entity named Charlie. Here's how it works. Oh, God, dude, is this show about to get haunted? I mean, it says, we have to do things in order, and we're not going to do that. So here's how it works. Take a piece of paper and draw a single horizontal line and a single vertical line that meet in the center. Put a yes, as in listen to the yes talk after talk drops,
oh,
everybody.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah, brother. The fucking yes talk,
if you're a
brother.
Fan of pro wrestling, I got the yes talk.
Ooh, yeah.
So listen to that. So put a yes in two opposing sections.
Ooh, yeah.
And a no in the other two. Okay, so put a yes in two opposing sections and a no in the other two. Okay, so place two pencils across the middle of the drawing in a plus sign formation. So like in a T, it pretty much is what. So your piece of paper, you draw,
what?
You draw, you know, turn it into four sections pretty much. And then you write yes, no, yes, no. And then you cross two pencils in the middle along the lines. All right. So that's your game board. This is retarded.
Yeah.
This is
like real shit. If somebody hits me up and they're like, "Hey, come over, let's hang out and okay. summon a fucking demon," I'm probably not going to be friends with you anymore.
Nah, man. So and then they say the pencil on top has to be there and so it can spin. So I guess it actually has to be leveled, so it has to like and they have pencils for that reason. So and then you ask aloud, you say that name. You go, blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to do it because I don't want to.
Right.
You go, nah, 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 are you there? Or nah, 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 can we play? And then the top pencil will likely move at some point because of how it's balanced. However, some players believe it's a sign that Charlie is in the room and ready to take questions. Charlie's answers have had people screaming.
What the fuck is wrong with people, man? Like, did this start in Florida? I just want to know. I just want to know, dude. Yeah, dude. Yeah, I was just summoning this Mexican demon tonight, dude. You got any more of that crank?
I don't... Look, man, I'll be honest. I mean, I used to be afraid to sleep with my feet, like, hanging out of my covers because I was afraid ghosts would touch them when I slept. I mean, I'm not a religious man, but man, I spook easily.
Yeah.
It's a true story.
And a
Ouija board, no way. One time a couple times as a kid, you know, we played with one and then there was like dead birds out in front of the house when we were done. And it was just like, I was like, oh, that's not a good sign.
Yeah. Fuck that. Especially when you're high, too. Like, that would... Oh, man.
Yeah.
Fuck all that.
I mean, coincidence, right? I mean, I'm sure it's all cool, but, you know.
Yeah, still, I don't know.
Hey, I can't believe we got talk drops at talk drops. That's so great.
Yeah, that's gravy.
And we did it right here on the show. It, like, took 5 minutes to get an email and a Twitter account. They think our actual name is the Talk Drops Podcast, so that's good. All right. Please don't summon Charlie. Let him be dead. Maybe Charlie was like a teacher. Maybe Charlie hosted a live question write-in show or something like that. And he just...
I don't think I've ever met a person from Mexico named Charlie.
Okay. No?
No.
Harley?
No. It'd be like Carlos.
Carlos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
I met a lot of Luises, for sure. I used to live like 10 miles away from Ciudad Juarez down in El Paso, Texas, and I've met a shit ton of Luises from Juarez. I actually know some Luises from Juarez that live in Kansas City, too. They're fucking everywhere. There's like 10,000 fucking dudes named Luis.
Okay, this one just says, listen.
Maybe more.
This is the next story. I know we're still, but this says, listen to the creepy sound spider makes when they want sex. Wow, that's the sound spiders make when they're horny.
Yeah, and then you get laid, and then the bitch eats you.
That's... It does sound pretty demanding, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like, almost like a death wish. Like, I want pussy so bad, you can kill me. That's totally cool. At least I die happy.
You can hear the begging a little bit. I'm just Come on, fuck me.
Just come on. Just look at my dick. Look at my dick.
This might be the mating call of the female, right?
Oh, that...
Okay, it says, to human ears, the spider signal sounds like a gentle thrum or patter, but to a female wolf spider, it's like having John Cusack standing outside the window with a boombox cranking out in your eyes.
What the fuck?
So that's pretty... So this is a love song. Stomping. Huh. All right. Well, that's what a horny wolf spider sounds like, everybody.
Wolf spiders are dicks. They're, like, aggressive. Like, they will come at you.
Okay. So our next three topics are three children injured when bounce house flies into the air. Man asks city to ban fart smells for a good reason. And make way for the goths. And just has a picture of a couple people with blue paint on there. So, what are you texting?
No.
Are you texting?
Nope.
What were the choices? Are you even paying attention? We have people listening to this show, maybe.
Yeah, I'm totally paying attention.
What were the fucking three choices?
Actually, I wasn't. I'm sorry. I zoned out for a second.
I zoned out for a second. We're recording a show.
I know. I'm a fucking terrible human being.
Are you even going to pay it? We just started a Twitter. Do we need to cancel it already?
Yeah, fuck it. Just cancel the Twitter. This is our final episode. Fuck Talk Drops. I'm done. I just want to text. Nah, okay. Read that shit again.
Fuck
sorry.
You. I'm on Twitter. We got three. All right, three children injured when bounce... You're listening this time?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Okay, three children injured.
When bounce house flies into the air.
Holy shit.
A man asks city to ban fart smells for a good reason or make way for goths.
Let's do the middle one.
Okay.
I want to know what this reason is. I mean, farts.
This is going to segue to our... I have a feeling this will segue into our next one. All right. A resident of Pendleton, Oregon has written a letter requesting the city council ban the smell of farts in the community. The smell of farts? What about not just farting?
Well, that's weird.
All right. So, but he has good reason to be raising a stink. Oh, that's funny. All right. Last week, the city of Pendleton updated its ordinances to cover the smell of marijuana. NBC reported at the time. That means that even though recreational marijuana will be legal in Oregon starting in July, a person can be fined up to $500 if someone complains they smell marijuana coming from that person's property. In a letter published to the East Oregonian on Thursday, someone who signed his name as Peter Walters merely asked the council members take the next logical step and start regulating a far more noxious scent.
What the hell?
It was with great relief Thursday when I read in the East Oregonian that Pendleton City Council took the time to pass an amendment to the city's ordinance banning marijuana odor. Clearly, there has been no issue of greater importance facing the city. Now that this important work has been completed, I hope the city council will move on to restricting the other offensive smell that plagues our community, farts. And that was his letter. Walter, who is pretty clearly mocking the marijuana ordinance, notes some habitual farters argue that they need to fart for medical reasons, but that doesn't mean my kids should have to smell their farts.
Dude, they got some good fucking weed in Oregon. Damn, I want to go to Oregon.
Holy shit.
They got some good fucking weed up there.
Nobody has ever smelled weed and covered their face and ran out of a room and been like, oh my God, I'm just going to throw up. Who the fuck smoked that? Like, dude, some farts, especially if you're on medicine.
Oh, yeah. Or
medicated old farts.
And let's be frank here. I mean, from what I heard, Oregon's cool as fuck and the people are nice. But let's be frank here. A lot of hippies up there. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's probably a lot of different odors going on. It's weird that they would be pissed off about weed scent, like $500. It's like, dude, you haven't showered in like a fucking week. We should fine you for that.
And then underneath, they just have tons of pictures of marijuana. It says marijuana porn.
Why are your nipples hard?
I don't know. The real question is, why is my dick out? All right.
Could you put your cock away, please, sir?
All right. We're doing a podcast. Oh, no. See, this is where we could. Okay. How fast can a poop-powered bus go? See, that's evolution. Fart to poop.
That's got to be in Asia.
Or remarkably buff kangaroo moves into Australian suburb.
Ooh, kangaroos are scary. They will beat the fuck out of you.
Or extraordinary elephant selfie goes viral. That's a really cool picture, but it's hard to like see with it's hard to talk about a picture unless they're seeing it home, but
right.
But who can't imagine a poop powered bus?
That'd be the shit.
Thank you. I'll be here all week.
All right.
Is that in like Korea somewhere or something?
A vehicle that runs on cow manure has set a land speed record for buses, the BBC reported Wednesday. The bus hound, which is powered by cow manure, converted into fuel and normally functions as a public bus around the English town of Reading.
Oh, shit.
Clocked in at 76.785 miles. So rounded up 77 miles an hour, about. And we can just call that an even 75, yeah. But 76, doing a lap around a track. The BBC reported. That's incredible. It runs on poop.
Dude, I've got a fucking bus that runs on shite.
However, the numbers don't seem to add up. It's unclear whether the speed of the bus hound, named after the British bloodhound supersonic car, is actually a record. A February police chase involving a school bus in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, reached speeds of up to 100 miles an hour. Powered by poop. Was that school bus powered by poop? That's got to be land speed for poop.
Yeah. I want, like...
That's the pop record. The PBP.
The poop.
We'll call it the pop. Powered on poop.
Powered on.
That's the
poop.
Pop record.
This bus is powered on poo poo.
The pop poo record. The pop poo.
God damn.
This is a bunch of the poo poo.
The bus and is powered by the poop.
I've got a poop. Could you hold it?
No.
Can you, right, open the gas tank.
Right.
This whole article is just about the speed and not even so much about the powered by poop. Whatever. All right. So poop bus goes 75 miles an hour. Let's move on. Should we just move on? We're just going to move on. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, fuck that. Dude. Nine brains found in the road in New York town? Oh, no. Woman uses obituary to declare Tom Brady the Flategate innocent.
What the fuck?
And grandmother gives birth to quadruplets at age of 65. Grandmother quadruplets or nine brains found in the New York... God, I want to do both, but the grandma sounds funny, but I want to read about nine brains found in a road.
Damn, what the fuck? Like, first, nine brains.
Let's look at this.
Like, one brain would be weird, but nine?
Nine brains were found along a street in North. This is probably going to have something to do with...
I think they could have been from maybe like a laboratory or something. Yeah.
That's what I'm going to guess. No criminal activity. Nine brains were found along a street in northern New York Village, but authorities say there's nothing to fear. The brains are believed to have been part of a collection for educational or research purpose. Believed? No criminal activity is suspected. Residents. Now, if somebody lost nine
fucking brains.
They think they'd report it.
Right, exactly.
Or they see the news story. Hey, those are our brains.
Oh, fuck, Johnson. That's where the brains went. I'm so sorry.
They don't believe? Oh, my God. And that's a local veterinarian determined one of those brains had been professionally removed and preserved in formaldehyde. The organs are believed to be either from dogs or sheep. There was organs, too.
What the
last
fuck?
Year, the University of Texas in Austin said dozens of human brains stored in jars of formaldehyde and reported missing were actually destroyed in 2002. Those brains had been donated for. See, I remember that. I remember reading that story about the Texas because there was a thing where somebody stole all these brains. But now you're going to say that they were actually destroyed in 2002?
What the hell?
What is going on with the brains?
I don't. Dude, what the. I'm just. Fuck it. I'm moving to Canada. This is
so okay.
Ridiculous.
Last year, a university of Texas in Austin, probably the most progressive city in Texas.
Right, right.
Said dozens of human brains in jars, and then we destroyed those in 2002. Really, really. And now you find 9 brains.
In New York.
And you don't suspect there's anything to fear? I mean, they're believed.
We're pretty sure the brains are from a laboratory. Pretty sure.
Oh my God. That's the whole story. There were brains. It's cool.
Yeah, you know, they were fucking brains, you know? Somebody needs to get fucking fired.
I think one of them was the guy who wrote this story. Oh, my God.
You got to excuse me, man. I might sound a little dumb. I got that weed from Oregon, dog. It's fucking, it's good shit, bro.
That one looks like a smoker. Oh, God.
You know your weed's good when you invite, when the KKK invites black people. Like, that's how good Oregon's weed is. That's insane.
All right.
God.
Grandmother gives birth to quadruplets at age 65 in Berlin on May 23rd. A 65-year-old German grandmother. They had to put she was German, just to let you know, like, it's those hips.
The heaps.
The grandmother gave birth to quadruplets. Not only that, that means, she was 65? That means at 64, she was still getting some fucking dick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dick that produced quadruplets. At a Berlin hospital this week, with the 3 boys and girls born prematurely at 26 weeks, being in good health and having a good chance of survival, German TV network RTL reported on Saturday.
Dude, Germans are efficient, man. That's that German engineering right there.
That's crazy. So, but they're okay. There's not a lot.
I wonder how old the dad was.
Didn't they just talk about other people who had a bunch of kids?
Does it say how old the dad was?
No, it doesn't say anything about a dad. Nothing. We'll read that. There's not a lot more to it. The network, which had covered the pregnancy of someone else, already had 13 children and 7 grandchildren. The announcement of her pregnancy last month had sparked a public in Germany debate about its merits. An English-Russian teacher in Berlin had received fertility treatments in Ukraine, and is the oldest woman in the world to have had quadruplets. Oh. Although other women at her age give birth.
That's fucking
insane. 4 babies born by cesarean section on May 19th weighed between 655 grams and 960 grams. The grams. I mean, that's a lot of eighths of weed.
Yeah.
It's a lot of weed. They're like, it's a lot of weed.
This fucked up when you and your mom are wearing diapers. Like,
there they are. I was worried for a second. I'm like, wow, I thought this would be way funnier.
Sorry, I was a little distracted.
You know, one of the hardest things to do is, like, you know, have to, like, pick up your kid from the crib when it's really far low.
Yeah.
And then to breastfeed. So she could just drop her saggy titty into the crib, probably. Like, wow, like
the with titty, like, it, like, repels, like, Tom Cruise on fucking Mission Impossible.
titty milk.
She saw all her titty milk powdered.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
She old as fuck.
Dehydrated breast milk.
I must add the water to the breast milk for I feed the children.
The kids just get a mouthful of powder.
Right. Your baby fucking coughs and just says, That's fucking terrible. Does it have a picture of her at least?
No.
I want to know what she looks like, and I want to know how old the dad was. But that's weird.
They don't get into any of that. It's the weird news, not the detailed. All right. Man declared dead, starts moving, breathing, while being readied for his morgue. Wow. Watch alligator take on truck and win. Oh. Well, maybe they could listen to us watch it. Naked Florida man rescued from top of drawbridge. There we go.
Hey, Florida, you there never disappoint. Hey, you always come through for your boys.
A naked Florida man getting rescued. Naked Florida man rescued after getting stuck on top of a drawbridge.
Turns out he wasn't even on anything.
Hold on. For hours, he had the attention of everyone below.
Been yelling and screaming, and you know it's unintelligible. I can't, you can't really understand what he's saying, but it's he's been doing it the whole time, waving himself around.
Buck naked, he made his way to the top of this rusty raised railroad bridge, eventually taking a seat on a 6x6 piece of blazing hot sheet metal.
Oh my God!
Then once you're up there, I would imagine you realize that you don't want to be up there anymore, and there's no place to go. There's no way to climb down, and we couldn't lower the bridge because the bridge shakes violently when it moves, and it would have shaken him off the bridge, and he would have fallen.
At least one witness who jogs in the area recognized the man. He says he is homeless. Within minutes, rescue crews from Fort Lauderdale Police and Fire were at the scene, determining a strategy to safely get the man down.
Two firefighters scaled the bridge itself, made it to about 80 feet to the top, and they made contact
with the victim. What a fuck.
What the victim. The fuck.
They harnessed him up so that he wouldn't fall. And then working with Fort Lauderdale PD negotiating team, they kept the patient calm.
These, you hear about firefighters being heroes and stuff. These guys that climbed up there to save this guy, it's incredible. It's really amazing.
Yeah, but, I mean, fuck this guy. Just some bored homeless. They have to risk their lives to go save this fucking piece of shit who just climbs up there.
Just starts waving his dick around.
Florida first responders rescued a naked man from the top of a Fort Lauderdale drawbridge on Friday. My mom lives there. After he got stuck when the bridge was raised while he was walking across it. Oh, it's what this says. That's what this says.
At what point was he just naked the whole time?
He was swimming in the water previously, and he jumped out of the water and went to cross the bridge, bystander said, explaining that the naked man ended up there. The bridge was coming up before he had gotten off the bridge. Holy shit. That's crazy.
Yeah. That's Florida.
And he lived, though. He's like, this again.
Yeah, he fucking cooked this huevos, though.
See, but that video sure made it sound like he just had climbed his ass up there and got stuck.
Right.
Right? But this is like, nah, man. The city, oh, that's how video is going to play it. The video is going to turn it like this idiot, but really the city turned the bridge up, like.
Yeah.
Couldn't even let him put his pants on.
Right. His dick was out, bro.
I think he had white boxers, actually. But he looks, maybe that was.
I don't know.
Maybe he just had a bad farmer's tan. He's just walking across like. Ah.
Like, how chill are you? Are you just like, fuck it, I'm going to go skinny dipping in
this river? I would just pretend like I was fighting Magneto. And losing. I just lost to Magneto.
I'm going to go fucking skinny dip in this river real quick, walk across this bridge with my dick out.
Okay, all right. Campaign worker sends fake news release saying faux left race. A hole in one just got way easier at this golf course. Or twins arrested for throwing bricks at each other. Okay. How much you want to bet this is Florida? You want to bet?
Oh, yeah, sure. Let's do it.
A Florida judge.
Yes! Yes!
Oh!
Yes! God damn it!
Florida judge may throw the book at twin brothers accused of throwing bricks at each other. Oh, my God. Michael and James I don't know. Both 52-year-old
grown-ass man
arrested Tuesday night after the two started arguing with each other in the front yard of their Orange City home, according to the Florida Sun Sentinel. That dude's got a pretty black eye. I don't think it was the first. They both. Like, one looks like Jake the Snake Roberts.
Oh, my God.
Like, now? Or maybe, like, Jake the Snake, like, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, before he got, like, cleaner and off the stuff. And
yeah. Because there was a while there where, like, he was saying, he was like, yeah, I wouldn't even go out and wrestle if I didn't have any crack.
And then.
But, yeah.
And his brother's just a little thinner, a little more hair, and with a full beard and mustache instead of just that stubble and mustache. The argument got doubly heated when Michael threatened to throw a brick at his brother, causing James to grab a brick in response. Michael threw his brick, causing a small cut on his brother's leg. James countered, struck Michael in the right eye, which was soon bloody and swollen. Both brothers were charged with aggravated battery and taken to Volusia County Branch Jail. Although the twins are identical, they are not alike as far as the county jail is concerned. James has been arrested twice since 2010. Michael has been taken into custody 20 times since 2005.
Holy shit.
Holy crap. I bet Michael's the one that looks like Jake the Snake Roberts.
Probably. Brick fight. Like, that's...
Brick twin fight. I wonder what it was over.
And the fucked up thing is... People that witnessed it,
hold on,
just walk right by. This is everyday shit.
You can't tell her it's me. You can't tell her you're me. We're not identical twins, man. It doesn't work. That doesn't work.
Dude, just let me fuck her one time,
bro. She'll never know. She'll never know.
Actually, I mean, my dick is a little bigger than yours, dude. That's what the fucking fight started right there.
They're identical.
I got a bigger dick, dude. Everybody knows, dude. Fuck your dick. I'm gonna hit you in the face with this brick, brother. Jesus, dude.
So I think Michael is the one that looks like Jake the Snake Roberts. Okay, that's good. Good to know. All right. So. okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll do one more, and then we'll call that a. It's all right. So, immigrant couple leaves $847,000 to America. In this women's bathroom, the mirror watches you.
That's creepy.
Or Wisconsin hunters could soon be wearing pink.
It's okay. The mirror thing is...
I'll read them again. Immigrant couple leaves America $847,000. In this woman's bathroom, the mirror watches you, and Wisconsin hunters could soon be wearing pink.
I don't see why... I mean, isn't orange pretty standard? Like, why would...
Do you want to wear it? Is that what you want to read?
Not really, right. But the mirror thing is, I heard something about that. I don't know if it's the same story, but the guy that owned the bar was like, no, we're not taking it down. We're not doing that. Because it's like the mirror is like one of those double fucking things where you can see into it, but on the other side it's a mirror, which is fucking creepy, first off.
A married couple from Seattle, including a husband who had fled Nazi persecution, made it their last wish that Uncle Sam inherit their entire estate. Oh, my God. What idiots. In identical wills, immigrants Peter and Joan Petrasek, who had no known relatives, left all of their money and assets to the government of the United States of America. What? Hey, there's no local charity organization. What do you think America is going to... What the fuck? Joan died in 1998 at the age of 79 from breast cancer. Peter lived another 14 years, dying in 2012 at age 85. It took a lawyer a few years to fulfill the couple's request, I'm sure it did, of donating their estate to their government. Peter Petrasek wanted to make a statement about how much it meant to him to be an American citizen, said Peter Wynn, an assistant U.S. attorney who handled the couple's donation.
Oh, my God.
The government deposited the money into its general fund. It's
what the fuck?
Fund. Thanks.
We're partying with your money, you old dead fucks.
That sounds like the general fund. Ah, we just use this for stuff.
Right, right.
We're just
going
to get some lunch with your money.
Going to go to strip club. Maybe hit up a rub and tug.
But you know, for this, you know, this family who probably moved here from a horror, the, you know, Nazi escape, refuge, yeah, like all that stuff. So, I mean, okay, the America they moved to at the time was probably great. It's probably the America that was like, I'm proud to be an American,
right.
Fucking America.
No, this is before America.
But way before.
This was like America.
America. That was America. Yeah, like.
Banner and white for the land of the free. President Obama would personally have us fucking murdered if he heard this.
That's what they moved to.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, they didn't give their money to America. You're right. They gave their money to America, right?
Right, right.
To America.
They came to America. No, it's America. God
America,
damn it.
Daddy, do what I tell you. Go inside. It's your bedtime.
Right.
America.
Yeah.
America. Well, America. This is Talk Shops. I want to thank you guys. Hey, tell your friends, eat a cheeseburger. Make sure and email us at droppingtalk@gmail.com
or
Twitter at
Talk Drops.
That's right, at Talk Drops.
You got that handle.
Twitter, we got that with you.
Yeah, tell us
and remember,
about your burgers.
You can hack our email with passwords should we say that on the air.
Right. No dick pics, though.
No dick pics. Please don't. We don't need that.
No.
Cheeseburger picks. I mean, it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm Dustin Kaufman, @Dustin_Kaufman on Twitter.
I'm @other_Bolton.
Yeah, he's the other Bolton.
Yeah.
And, all right. Well, and listen to the Yes Talk for any pro wrestling fans, the host of a...
Ooh, yeah, brother.
Way more popular than this show right now.
The fucking Yes Talk, brother.
Yeah, but well, we do this because I love Glenn.
I love you too, Dustin.
And if I didn't love Glenn, I probably wouldn't do this. But I love Glenn. And it's fun. I like what we're doing. So, all right. Well,
aww.
You know, all right.
We have a great time here.
All right. Well, all right. I guess that's it. We'll talk to you next week.
Ooh, yeah, brother. Fucking Talk Drops, brother. America, brother. Fucking Florida, brother. The Spanish announce table, brother. Trending Topics Network, iTunes, brother. Get at us. Get at your boy. Yeah. Fucking A. Shit kills brain cells.
Thank you for listening to Talk Drops. Thank you for listening to motherfucking Talk Drops. Thank you for listening to Talk Drops. Thank you for listening to motherfucking Talk Drops. Oh, yeah.
Talk Drops.
Brother.